volunteers tribute.
It's rare that people sacrifice for one another, but Katniss Everdeen adores her little sister. She has cared for her since their father died in the coal mines. Her chances of survival are slim, but she's a fighter, and she spent all her life hunting to feed her family.
Welcome, welcome.
After the reaping, the grim ceremony to select the tributes, Katniss and Peeta, the boy selected from her district, are taken to the capital to prepare for the blood sport. Jennifer Lawrence plays Katniss. She says the film taps into the idea of political control through the media.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but when you look at what's on reality television and just kind of history repeating itself, it's actually incredibly relevant.
And we're ready.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Whether it's the political message, the heart-pounding scenes, or the romance, the movie is already sold out in 2,000 theaters nationwide. And many of those lucky enough to get tickets have traveled far and wide to catch the premiere. Christine Adler is one of them. Her mom describes the ordeal involved in getting tickets.
I headed out of Chester about 1 in the morning and got to the Barnes & Noble a little bit after 3 and waited there until they opened at 9. And was the first one in line and got the tickets for them, and they've been very excited ever since.
Young girls are dressed like their favorite characters. The one who looks like a peacock is only 11. Her little brother is dressed like Peeta. Their mom says they drove 150 kilometers to be here in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. But should young kids be watching such a violent movie?
I watch horror movies, so I've grown up on horror movies and my kids have too, so we like the blood and guts in our family.
The Motion Picture Association has defended its decision to give The Hunger Games a PG-13 rating. It says the film does not linger on violence, but it does caution that the movie can be tough on small children. Nevertheless, most here are older and say The Hunger Games could be the next Harry Potter.
I think it'll fill Harry Potter's shoes, because now that that's over, I think a new teen book needs to step up. I think that it'll be better than Harry Potter.
This is the time to show them everything. Make sure they remember you.
Jennifer Lawrence, with her nuanced performance as Katniss, proves she can hold viewers spellbound for 2.5 hours. Filmmaker Gary Ross offers up an exciting, fast-paced film without sacrificing the weightier aspects of the story. This is great weekend entertainment. Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds of finding tickets be ever in your favor. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.